Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, before the conquest, the law was that whoever could, no matter how difficult it is, they had to leave Makkah Mukarramah, they had to come to Medina Munawwara, wherever they were. But the hardest was Makkah to Medina, very hard. It was known as Hijrah at that time. It was the outstanding feat of Islam. We will hear of a Hijrah, you will think Hijrah means a journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina. It was not a journey. It was the leaving of a person's house, family, life, wealth, not knowing whether you will make it. It was the hardest test of iman. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, who becomes later on the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she and her husband, they decide to make the hijrah. They take the child with. On the way, the family of the father comes. He says, you can go where you want to, but you're not taking this child with. They pull the child. The family of the mother comes, of the wife. They say to the man, you can go where you want to, but you're not taking our daughter with. They pull her. On one side she goes, on the other side the child is, and the husband is standing alone, and he has to make the journey. They say for about 1 year she would go to one small hill. She would sit and cry on the hill. I lost my husband, I lost my child. After that, then the people start feeling pity. They said, just give her a child, let her go. They bring their child to her. They said, you want to go, go. You take your chance. If something happens to you, we're not responsible. Hijrat was not easy. She said, I take my small child and I'm looking at the distance now. She was supposed to go with her husband. There's no husband. While she's standing there and moving, another person comes. He's not a Muslim at that time. He says, where are you going? She says, I'm going to Medina. He says, like this? He says, you can't go like this. She said, I'll go no matter what happens to me. That what happens to me was that sacrifice that they made. Finally, he takes pity. He said, I'll take you. Come. She says, I had never seen a man whose character was so pure. Like, he was not a Muslim at that time. But he took her through the deserts. He said, whenever the time came where I needed to have some, to relieve myself, then he would stop, then he would move away. When I was ready again, he would take me. It was not easy, Hijrah. Suhaib Rumi, rahimullah, radiyallahu an, is known as Suhaib Rumi. Rum means the Roman, but he was not a Roman, he was an Arab. The Romans in the lands of Sham, they used to make attacks on the Arab lands. They must have made an attack on one time. They took him as a prisoner, as a captive. They made him a slave. So he grows up, he learns the language, he's known as the Roman. Then a time comes where they sell him to the Arabs, Suhaib. He's such a master in business that a time comes where his own master says to him that you have benefited me so much that I feel now if I free you and I make you a business partner, it might even be better for me. Imagine where you become a business partner of your boss. That was his mastery in business. So from where he was a slave and now he becomes very wealthy in Makkah Mukarramah. And then the dawah of Rasulullah ﷺ reaches him. But because he got no really one to protect him, he's also punished severely. He decides to make the hijrah. He is very wealthy. So I will give you an example on this here. And you might wonder why we're speaking about this. La hijrata ba'd al-fath walakin jihad wa niyya. At that time the issue was, are you ready for the hijrah? It was not easy. And everyone is excited at the moment what's happening in the world. And everyone wants to know what's going to happen in the next 5 months, 10 months. Man's nature is ajul. He's very, very like impatient. He wants it to happen tomorrow. Nothing is going to happen tomorrow, but preparations have to start from now. When there's going to be a revolution of Islam, there's going to be a lot of sacrifice demanded before that. People who are ready at that time, that the love of this world is not deep in their heart. Suhaib Rumi had a lot of wealth. So finally he decided, I'll bury some of it in this house in such a manner no one will ever find out. No one. And if one day we ever come back to Makkah Mukarramah, I'll get what I need to get. So he buries it. And then for the journey he takes, and as he goes out, this is sacrifice. And how Allah Tabarak Ta'ala tests people. If Allah wanted to, he could have blinded the enemy, they would never have seen him, he would have gone right through. Allah made it, they found him. They start fighting. They say to him that you came here poor, you made wealth, now you want to just go like this. After his arrows have been used up and he draws his sword, he says, I'm going to die now. I'll be killed. He said, if the issue is really my money, okay, I'll tell you where I left my money. You want my money? He shows them what he got in his bag. They said, that's hardly anything. Where's the real money? And then yes, you make a decision. Imagine that gold which was his whole life, what he buried. And he looks in front in Medina Munawwara and he says, but my purpose in life is there. And he says, I'll tell you where it's all. I will not lie. And you let me go. Everything is gone. Everything. But as he makes that journey on the way, he's lost his entire life's earnings. They write, Suhaib Rumi on the journey alone to Medina Munawwara did not cry at all. He was excited, excited. I'm on my way. He reaches Medina Munawwara. Normally it will be Allah's Nabi will say, Suhaib, you have come. What happened? How was the journey? Oh Allah's Nabi, you know what happened? This happened. They write, before he even made salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and said, what a wonderful business you made with Allah. Meaning before he came, ayat of Quran came to be read till the day of Qiyamah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There are some people who are ready to sell themselves to Allah. For Suhaib Rumi, it would be that he purchased the akhirah and he sold his dunya. بَاعَ الدُّنْيَا وَاشْتَرَ الْآخِرَةِ. He sold this dunya. I'll give you another example of more recent times. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Usmani. His son Mufti Taqi Usmani writes, when the time of Pakistan-India division came, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib had just built his house, how he wanted it. And when you build it, finally how you want to. And he even put the board there, that this is not yours. There was someone here before you, there will be someone here after you. But like how we write our nice boards. He said he never knew it's going to be referring to him. He says the house was just ready, he moved in, the fruit started coming out, they liked their mangoes. Everything was ready and then the decision had to be made, are you staying in India or going? Finally his heart came, let's leave. So to leave from India to Pakistan, it was known that they would allow you to cross the borders, but at the border they would make sure you don't take anything of value over. Anything of value. Even if they found clothing which could be used for material to make new clothing, they would take that away. That Pakistan must not benefit from us. So the only way people were doing now is whatever jewelry they had, they were making it, whatever gold they had, they were making it into jewelry. And then the women were wearing the jewelry. Because the people at the borders were opening up the bags, but they were not touching the body. So he goes to a friend. And he says to this person that this is the amount of gold that I have. I need you to make it into jewelry. And that man understands why. He promises him a certain day the jewelry is made. And they leave. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Usmani says, when I stepped out of my house, I looked at it. And I said, Allah, let nothing of this year be in my heart. I'll make the step out and I'll leave everything. But naturally he's leaving with the gold. But when Allah wants to test his servants, amazing test, the whole house went. Whole house went. He only left with that gold. He says, 1 year later in Pakistan, when things became difficult, I said to my wife that we'll now have to sell some of the jewelry so that we can manage. He says, I remember when we went and we took it to the goldsmith, the jeweler, and we put all of that in front and he starts checking it, and he looks at us shocked. And he says, it's all fake, all fake. And he says, I just look at that man, what do you mean it's fake? And I'm thinking about that man who so nicely took it and said, yes, I'll make it into jewelry. He cheated them completely. He says, but on that moment, a smile came on my face. Which man will smile at it? We'll have a heart attack. He said, I smiled thinking of the dua I made. Allah, let this world not move with me in my heart. As I leave it, let me leave it. He said, it never hurt me. And it went. Hijrah. Hijrah is not an easy thing. But those people who are ready to make that hijrah, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ Allah Tabarakallah says they were rich muhajirs. They stepped out of their house, they became fuqara, faqir, poor. To be a rich man and to go to somebody else and say, I need some help, it's not an easy thing. The world will say, you disgraced yourself. Allah Tabarakallah says they were the highest of my servants. They sold their dunya and they purchased the akhirah. He said, رَبِحَدْ بَيْ Oh Suhaib, what a bay, what a transaction, what a profit. So after the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, now many people wanted to come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La hijrata ba'd al-fath. After the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, now the need of hijrat is not there anymore. And then he said, Walakin, jihad, wanhiya. Two things, however, will remain in my ummah. He said, number one is jihad fi sabilillah. فَإِذَا اسْتُنْفِرْتُمْ فَانْفِرُوا He said, as soon as the call will come, and it came, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. Immediately he writes to the people of Makkah, I intend sending an army to Rome. I intend sending an army to Persia. Bring your armies, bring your armies. And in a few days, the entire Medina Munawwara is full. They were true in that. I want to do. As soon as they were called, they left Makkah. And from that day, jihad carried on. And how long it carried on. Allah's Nabi said two, but he said jihad, waniya. The second thing that will remain in my ummah is intention. Perhaps this word intention were meant for those people who would not get the chance to make jihad. And that is me and you. Why was intention so necessary? Because whoever makes an intention of something, Allah opens up the road. When it has to happen, it happens very easily. The one who is not desirous of something, we can sit our whole life and say, I'm waiting for the Mahdi, waiting for the Mahdi. Understand very well, when the Mahdi will come, that era of 7 to 9 years, it will not be an era of 7 to 9 easy years. It will be an era of 7 to 9 years of mujahada, sacrifice, of jihad, of hijrah, of sacrifice, of leaving. Exactly what happened in that first era of Islam will happen at the end. In that first era, there were those who were ready to do it and there were those who were unable. The first era saw hypocrites and it saw stars. The last era will see the same. Allah save us, we cannot be an hypocrite at the ending. That so many years we said, the Mahdi, Isa alayhi salam. And as soon as the call is comes. But when the call comes, the man looks back at his house and he says, but I need to find a buyer. No one is buying. How am I going to take this here with me? So much of my wealth went in it. That car, if that car can't come with me, I'd rather stay with the car. That word of Mufti Muhammad Shafi, Allah, let this world not be in my heart. To be able to make a step that it is me and only me. Even if my wife says I'm not coming, then say, okay, I'm going alone. The first era saw it, the last era will also see it. But who manages it? Waniya, a man who from the beginning makes an intention. If there is no intention, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَغْزُ Whoever never went out for the battle, وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسًا He never ever spoke to himself. He never spoke to himself, one day, what if? One day, what if? When I meet people, they say, I'm getting ready for the battle. I ask, what you doing? They say, I'm doing push-ups. They say, I'm going to jump. They say, I'm learning how to shoot. We say, what a wonderful physical preparation you're making. But there were warriors in the past, when the time came for sacrifice, they were unable to sacrifice. Because the weight of the muscle compared to the nafs, we all know it. You see a man, he can pull so much up. But Fajr time he says, I can't lift the blanket up. How? Because the nafs is more stronger than the muscle. There could be the strength, there could be the shooting power, there could be the military tact. But if the nafs is not ready for sacrifice, that man at that time will say, no, not for me, not for me. Sacrifice. 1 year. Our time is still far, inshallah. But being far doesn't mean don't prepare from now. Enjoy this world how much we can enjoy it. Eat how much you can eat. Sleep how much you want to sleep. Look at everything and say, but you have not come to last. And I have not come to die in you. My purpose is also for the mission of Islam. And the whole world was created to serve me so I can do my work. If the world has to hold me back from my mission. So Allah's Rasul said, whoever never went for a battle, and he never ever spoke to himself about it. مَا تَعَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّن nifaq. The day he dies, he'll die on a branch of hypocrisy. He'll be not be ready for that. Niyya is so light, so light. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, This world is for four people. There's two on the right hand side which are unique too. And there's two on the left which Allah save us. At the end of the narration you'll understand what is niyya. How much it can give us. And if you don't have intentions for right, you will make intentions for wrong. He said the first group is that person who Allah blessed with deen, Quran, the understanding of Quran, and Allah blessed with wealth. Because of his Quran, he takes his wealth, he earns it in halal sources, he watches every cent, wherever he is in doubt, I don't want this, it's not an easy thing. And when he earns, he spends it also where Quran dictates. He earns it where Quran shows, he spends it where Quran shows. That's not easy. It's not easy at all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bi afdalil manazil," this man has taken the heights. He is the best. He said, the second person is a man who Allah gives him deen, Quran, but he doesn't give him wealth. But because of his Quran, he looks at the man above him and he says, oh Allah, if I had wealth, I would have done like he's doing. I would have earned in the best of places. I would have spent in the best of places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on account of his intention, he and the one above will be brought equal in reward. You know what that is? Suddenly they're equal in reward. His efforts were hardly anything, but he had a sincere intention. When you are seeing the war in Sham, if at this moment still that intention doesn't come, Allah, how they suffered, how they sacrificed, how they ran away from their houses, how some of them were in prison, what they gave for your deen, and how happy they are to go back to their lands. How happy. They say, this is the land of Sham, my land. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, oh Allah's Nabi, give me mashwara, Iraq, Yemen, Sham. When the fitna starts, where must I go to? He says, go to the land of Sham. He said, go to the land of Sham. If you had to see these people who are living in Turkey, some of them had already built their houses. Some of them had become very comfortable. As soon as the land of Sham opened up, as they were going past the borders, people were taking reports. The person is saying, I lived here in Turkey for 11 years. The Turkish people were very nice. I became so comfortable. And then the person says, but Sham is Sham. Then they ask, so what are you taking into Sham like? Because 11 years in Turkey now. The man says, these two bags. He never waited for someone to say, come. I need to sell this. Who's buying the fridge? Who's buying the freezer? Who's buying that? He told his wife, pack your bag. He got his bag, two bags, one family. He says, Sham, Sham. How people became such. When you will see them, people who gave their lives for Islam, when you will see Gaza, at least have an intention that if the day comes when Allah, my life has also to be given for your deen, if it can't be now, then when the time comes, but have that intention. Already from now, you equal into reward. Already from now. He said the third person is the one who Allah doesn't give him Quran, but He gives him this world. A lot of people's aspiration is, I want my world. My child, my daughter, my son, they must earn the world. There's no deen, but. He said Allah gives him this world. There's no deen. He said no matter how much they earn, they only want more. They continue earning from haram and spending in haram. They do not realize that in their wealth that Allah gave, Allah got a right. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the most filthiest of stages. Akhbath, khabith, you say like a dog, you filthy dog. He said, this is the filthiest stage. This man has become a dog of this world. And then he said, number four is the man who Allah doesn't give him Quran, deen. And He doesn't give him wealth. And when we're speaking of wealth, we're not speaking of our 20,000, 30,000. We're speaking about the wealth of those people who are living it in the millions, whose paper picture comes every day in the newspaper, who earns more than this country and that country. And everyone who reads it and he says, this man is so wealthy. They bought him for a new price. What a price. Look at his contract. And the man who's reading it, Allah never gave him deen. So when he reads it, he gets thrilled. And because Allah never gave him wealth, he looks at it and he says, if only I had so much of money like this man, I would have done like he's doing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this man will equal in being punished like that man. He never saw the wealth. He never saw the money. He just desired. Ask that person who reads the news, who reads sports, who reads about the glorious and the rich. Who are you following? Why you want to see how much he's earning? The most that is going to create within you is he's earning so much. If only I had so much. And then you're looking at his lifestyle. I want to be his follower. Where he's going now? Look at his mansion. Look at his yacht. If I had, I would also buy that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is filthy. He said, you became just as filthy. What near you can go to the highest of high, you near you can go to the lowest of low. What's happening in the world is must teach us that the time has come for us to start making intentions. But intentions of very pure things. Intentions of very unique things. People are asking, what is happening in the moment of Sham? We don't really know. Only time will tell. But so much we can say is the ground is being made fertile for a very great revolution. The capital of the Mahdi is Damascus. He will not come to a capital unless it's ready for him. A military is ready, buildings are ready, administration is ready. He's not going to leave Saudi, Hijaz al-Muqaddas, where everything is there, and come to Damascus where there's nothing. Allah Ta'ala, before He sends, Allah makes arrangements for everything. The sudden lightning takeover, whoever is behind the scenes, right behind is Allah Ta'ala. So even if the enemy really think they're going to get something out of this, we have a lot of hope that Allah will bring their destruction in their very plans. The land of Sham has opened up in a very unique manner, but it has to open up our heart and our eyes. If we're still stuck in the world, it's time to now start pulling out slowly. Every day think about it. Make one step outside from your house. Make a step and look back at your house. Look at how many stories. Look at the kitchen. Look at everything. And say, oh Allah, when I have to make that step and say I leave it all, will I be ready? Let me be ready. Every day. The beginning you look at it, you won't even want to say that. But you'll have to get yourself. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all from the soldiers of His deen, from the ambassadors of Islam, and from the people who are ready to sacrifice for the spirit of Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.